A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 9, verses 18 to 26. While Jesus was speaking, up came one of the officials, who bowed low in front of him and said, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and her life will be saved." And Jesus rose and, with his disciples, followed him. Then from behind him came a woman who had suffered from a hemorrhage for 12 years, and she touched the fringe of his cloak, for she said to herself, "If I can only touch his cloak, I shall be well again." Jesus turned round and saw her, and he said to her, "Courage, my daughter, your faith has restored you to health." And from that moment the woman was well again. When Jesus reached the official's house and saw the flute players with the crowd making a commotion, he said, "Get out of here. The little girl is not dead. She is asleep." And they laughed at him. But when the people had been turned out, he went inside and took the little girl by the hand, and she stood up. And the news spread all round the countryside. For me, this story in the Gospel according to Matthew, and Matthew doesn't give us the detail that Mark and Luke give over these two instances of the woman with the hemorrhage and the little girl who died, but it raises more questions than it answers. I'm sure at the time of Jesus there were many other women suffering from hemorrhages. There were many other children dying, as today. We all know people who are terminally ill with cancer. We know of many children who have died. And where is Jesus then? And we ask the question, why? Why does this happen? Why was Jesus so concerned over these two instances and yet seems to ignore the many that we come across? We talk about the light of faith, but there are times when we reflect upon the darkness of faith, and we live with the why. Many of the stories that Jesus told were not neat little closed examples. He didn't draw two neat lines under them and put QED at the end. They left people wondering. The apostles had to ask Jesus, "Explain this to us." And it is with us too. Faith isn't an answer to our questions, but faith so often is an invitation to walk along an unknown path, trusting that somewhere there is an answer, but we may not see it. We may not see it in this life at all. So faith requires, and today's gospel, when we reflect on it, require that we have courage, that we have perseverance, and above all, we have trust in God. There is no immediate answer, but we are challenged to believe that there are dimensions beyond our human understanding. There is a world of God that we are called to, and we walk or stumble towards it with the blindness of faith, with the darkness of hope, but with the incredible love of Jesus Christ.